And I'm Nicole.
We've been friends for 20 years, and we love talking about all things momming and marriage.
And even though we've been friends for so long, we have different perspectives on a lot of different things.
I'm a mom to a toddler boy, and I have an opinion about just about anything. And I have no fear of talking about things that most people shy away from because it might make them uncomfortable.
And I'm a mom of two girls, one with a physical disability and another with a lot of allergies. So life hasn't always been easy, but it gives me a unique perspective on momming and marriage.
On this podcast, you'll hear about it all, from dirty diapers to pelvic floor physical therapy to who cleans the toilets, me or my husband.
So no matter what led you to our podcast today, we are excited you decided to listen to it. Good grief, Mama. Welcome back. We're on episode 16.
Yes, we are.
And we're on part 3, continuing in our whole wellness series today. We have discussed everything from keeping our bodies healthy, our minds healthy, and our emotions healthy. And we also want to share with you how we keep ourselves spiritually healthy.
And we decided that this one probably needed its own episode because we have a lot to say about it. And it's super, super important to us. If you have been listening to our podcast, which we hope that you have, we have mentioned here and there things about our faith and our life and how they tie together, but we haven't really talked a whole bunch about it. And so today we're just going to dive in a little bit deeper with that because it is a huge important part of our whole wellness, especially the fact just our spiritual health for us is a big part of our whole wellness.
Yeah.
So we are going to talk about, you know, how we're connected to our personal faith and how we grow our personal faith in our families and our communities and all that stuff. But first, Nicole's going to start us out with a little fun trivia.
So just get to know you, Church Edition. We've done a couple of other get to know yous before. So right now, denominationally, which means kind of like the type of Christian we associate ourselves with.
Because we are both Christian.
Yeah, we're both Christian. So number one, we're both Christian. The denomination that I associate myself with is Lutheran, the Lutheran faith.
And I associate myself with non-denominational. Yes.
I am an early riser, so are my children, and so we go to 8:30 worship service, which is pretty early in the morning, and that then Bible study early. After.
Yeah, we go to the 10 a.m. worship service, which I feel like is right in the middle. We're not the later church service, but we're certainly not the early church service.
And I came to faith pretty much at birth. I grew up in the church. I was baptized as a baby, and my mom was bringing me to church since I can remember. So I just kind of always feel like God and the church has always just been a part of my life.
Yeah. And I would say that I don't think I really had a personal relationship with Jesus until probably at high school, like after my freshman year of high school. We didn't really grow up going to church so much. I mean, every now and then we did. And I would tag along with my neighbors sometimes, but that was not really a huge part of our family. So, but yeah, just probably about after freshman year.
And so we met each other at church. And so that's probably the largest reason why I think we're friends is because we were not only friends in high school, but we were also friends because we went to church together and we had a lot of the same friends. And so that's kind of how we got to know each other.
Definitely. And even though we have chosen different churches now, I feel like we've mentioned this in a lot of episodes, like our differences and how that doesn't affect our friendship. Like even though we have chosen different churches now, and we stay connected to our faith differently, we still have a lot of respect for each other's faith journeys. That has not affected us in our friendship. We have different beliefs, but we do choose to focus on the things that we have in common. Like we are both Christian. We both love the Lord. And even though, I mean, even just recently, a good example of this would be like baptism versus dedication. Like you've baptized your girls and I got PAX dedicated in the church and you came to PAX's dedication. And had COVID not been a thing and I had been allowed to go, I would have 100% been there at Nora's baptism. And if had I, you know, lived in the same state.
You would have been at Natalie's as well.
I would have totally been at Natalie's. So I think that's an important thing to mention because we have focused on that in previous episodes, just how people need to learn to agree to disagree. And it's good to have people around you who believe differently. And that doesn't mean that you can't be friends.
Yeah. So there's a couple of different areas we wanted to share with you. So first, we wanted to talk about how we keep our personal spiritual health healthy. So first, we wanted to share with you how we keep our personal spiritual faith healthy. For me, some of those things are devotionals. So one of my favorites is called Letters to My Princess. And I do not think I'm a princess. But
we've discussed that you have raised Natalie to believe she is a princess.
But it's letters from God to his princess or to his daughter. And so, like, they're really short and they sometimes have a Bible verse with it. So something just really quick that I can do before bed. I also write in a prayer journal sometimes. I will tell you right now that both of those things I am lacking at. But when I am on the right track, spiritually, healthy-wise, I'm doing both of those things. I also go to church on Sunday mornings with my family, which includes my husband, my daughters, and my parents, because my parents also go to my church, which can be really helpful because sometimes when my husband can't make it because of his work, I have my parents to help wrangle my children in because they are still a bit young to understand the importance of listening to a sermon. I like to listen to Christian music. It relaxes me, and certain songs hit me at certain times. Like if I'm really sad and that song comes on, I just feel like that's the time to pray. Or if a really great song comes on, I feel really empowered and spiritually happy about my life. And then I also just like to have random talks with God. It happens a lot in the car, but also when like really sad or exciting things happen, like, you know, asking God the question why, or be like, I see what you did there, God. Very clever. I appreciate that. And just kind of knowing that even though I can't see him, I know he's there.
I forget who said this to me, but which is, I feel like, the story of my life. But I forget who said this to me, but they had said to just pretend like God was sitting in a chair next to you. And that's like, and then pray like that.
That was me.
It was you?
That was me.
No.
Someone told me that, but then that's, so maybe you were there when I was told that.
Maybe it was at one of those youth gatherings or something.
Maybe it was, but all I know is that that's but why I have those that. Random talks with God. Cause I was like, I just pretend God is sitting next to me. And I'm just like, God, that was crazy.
Oh
like,
my gosh. I really do that? Now think that that must have been like one of those youth gatherings we went to in high school. Cause it's been a long time that I've thought about that. That's so crazy. Okay. Well, yeah. So that's what made me think of. And
I'm going to claim me, but you can claim a youth gathering.
Yeah. So Nicole told me once that that you should pretend like God is sitting in a chair. But yeah, so I've always thought that too. And I thought that was a really cool thing. But for me, it looks like reading my Bible, like keeping my spiritual life healthy, looks like reading my Bible first during nap time, like taking those first 10 to 15 minutes to read my Bible. I love reading the Bible, and I love, this is so a good thing about my memory, is because I don't have a great memory, it's almost like I'm reading it new every time. Because the Bible,
I believe the Bible said that.
Right? Like, wow, I've never known that before. But because it's such a big book, like I'm not reading the same thing over and over again. So it's been a minute, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Since I've read a certain thing or whatever. So I really love that. And I love using my study Bible because then it gives me notes on the history and the context and what other people have interpreted this to mean. Mm-hmm. And anyway, I really do love that. I also have been trying to be better at journaling, just like journaling my prayer requests so that I can look back and see those answers. Because again, like I might not remember that I've prayed for it and then it gets answered. And if I don't remember that I prayed for it, then it's like I don't remember that God just answered my prayer. I love going to church on Sundays. We really love our church up here. We had an amazing church and community down in Georgia, and we really do like our church up here too. And then I really do like reading. I mentioned this a few times in other episodes, but so that includes like the Christian nonfiction books, you know, affectionately can be referred to as like self-improvement books. But I really do like those. So in between my fiction books that I'm reading, I usually do like a fiction book and then a nonfiction book. And the nonfiction book is usually always a Christian nonfiction book.
Yeah, I've always been really impressed with your ability to read nonfiction, especially just Christian books or marriage books, because my brain just doesn't operate that way. It needs to be something that brings me into a new world. Otherwise, I just feel like I can never keep focus.
Yeah, sometimes that's when audiobooks are the best. Because you can be doing something else while listening to it. Yeah. But yeah, I get you.
So another area that we think is important is our personal faith is obviously important to us, but it's affected by how that plays out in our marriage and our families. And so these are some ways that we kind of have that as a part of our lives. So attending church as a family, as I mentioned earlier, is really important, not only because I enjoy going as a family of four, but I also enjoy having that like multi-generational thing. Like right now, my daughter is in vacation Bible school, just kind of like a summer camp about Jesus for kids. And I can't be there because I'm working. I teach some lessons over the summer. And so I was like, oh, I really don't want Natalie to miss out on this. So my mom, because she goes to our church, was able to take her, and they're able to experience that together. So just to have that multi-generational faith there is just really important to me, and I really appreciate that. I volunteer in children's ministry for the most part, even though I couldn't be in VBS. I still did a lot of background stuff for VBS. Like, I helped create the Bible story, crafts and supplies and things like that, and I helped organize some of those things. I'm one of Natalie's preschool Sunday school teachers. We have family night events. In previous years, they've had vacation Bible school in the evening, and so we went as a whole family. There's a class called Parents in Twos that you can go to that we did with Natalie, and we'll do with Nora starting in the fall. So a lot of different opportunities through the church that we can spend time together as a family in ministry, and so that's really important to me. And then we also are really big into teaching our kids how to pray. So we always pray over meals, especially dinner. And then Natalie, obviously more than Nora, Natalie's very active in her prayer life before bed. And so we have Natalie share about her day. We have her tell us what she wants to pray about. And I've started realizing recently that she really is praying about actual things. Like, at first she would just like say, Mommy, Daddy, Nora, me, and, you know, all those kinds of things. But like the other day we had a friend over. So she's like, I want to pray for my friend. You know, I want to pray for my school. And like, so she's like really getting it. And so I just really love that growth there. And so that really bolsters my own personal faith, knowing that she's also learning how to pray.
That's so cool.
That's kind of where I am with all those things.
Yeah, that's the best. Watching your kids like learn how to pray from you.
Yeah.
So for us, at church, at least for our marriage, we go to marriage conferences at church. We've been to, I think, one a year since we've been married, with the exception of maybe the first year or two we moved back here.
With COVID being the issue.
With the Rona, yeah. So marriage conferences, we actually just went to one. And while I feel like you never hear something brand new at those, it's always the right reminder at the right time, mm-hmm. and just a good time to focus on just you and your spouse. Mm-hmm. So that's always been a big part of our family, like faith and our marriage, has just been to reconnect at those kind of things, like marriage conferences. We obviously love attending church as a family. I absolutely love how much PAX loves the children's ministry and gets so much out of it. It makes it so much easier for me to relax while I'm in church, and I can focus on my relationship with Jesus and like figuring out what I need to be hearing from the pastor, because I know that he's learning about Jesus. Like, kind of hurts my feelings a little, but he just like runs into the room.
He's very totally comfortable leaves there.
Us. Oh yeah. He's just like so happy to be there. And then when he leaves, I always ask him, like when we're going home, I always ask him, what did you talk about? And he's always like, Jesus. And
good answer.
Yeah. I'm like, good answer. You keep answering that. And I'll ask him about his memory verse, and we'll look at the memory verse. And actually the other day I was reading from the Bible to him, because I was in John and I was just reading, and I read John 3:16, and he goes, that was my memory verse. And I was like, oh, good. So I just love that he's learning Bible verses. He's learning about Jesus from other people with other kids. Like, anyway, it's just great. And that really makes me more comfortable and relaxed, yeah. to be able to, you know, build my relationship. And then we do prayers before bed too. And we always ask him what he's thankful for, which usually includes the Paw Patrol, monster trucks. He lists out all of the cars, like garbage trucks, fire trucks, dump trucks.
All of those trucks need to be prayed for.
All of them do. And they all get prayed for. And then he has recently, though, started praying for people that we'll see that day. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, he's always mentioned like us and then himself. But he has
praying for yourself is also important.
It is. So it's just really sweet. And then we do pray at meals, too. And one time we forgot to pray and we were eating, and Pax just like stopped in the middle of his bite. And he said, can we thank God for this delicious food? I was just like, yes, yes, we can, son. Like, so that's cool. And I do love seeing like Nathan teaching Pax to pray, and that it's cool. And then we talk about God throughout the day with Pax too. So I'm obviously the one with him most of the time because Nathan's at work, but I'll just be like, God made the sun and God sends the rain to grow the flowers and all that kind of stuff. And so then at PAX, we'll bring that up other places, you know, like we'll be out with a friend or something and he'll go, oh, it's raining. God sent the rain for the flowers, you know, and it's just cool to see that. And that helps my faith grow too.
Lastly, we wanted to share with you guys just how we stay connected with our faith communities and how that strengthens our spiritual health, because it's more than just going to church for us on Sunday mornings. It's more than just doing our devotionals at night. It's really being around other Christians who we feel like bolster our faith.
Yeah. And I feel like that's why COVID was so hard for so many people, because we need to be around other people as Christians. It's like, I feel like all pastors in all churches have used this, but like when you have a bonfire or whatever and a flame comes out, you know, like of the fire, it's going to die out a lot faster unless it's in that bonfire with mm-hmm. all the other things in there. And so that is the same for us. And that's why I feel like COVID just wrecked so many people spiritually, because they weren't around a community anymore.
Yeah. I think COVID wrecked a lot of other aspects of health as well. I mean, like people were affected spiritually. They were affected emotionally.
Rona 15.
Physically, because they got the Rona. So yeah, there's just a lot of different things that were affected. And so the fact that churches are opening up and able to really have not just church on Sunday mornings, but really have those other community aspects is really important. And some of those things that I've participated in, my favorite so far has been MOPS, and that's Mothers of Preschool Students. And it's just a great place to share my struggles, my joys, and to be around other moms with kids my age, friends who will pray for me. Because I think that's something that you don't necessarily always get in your general group of friends. But to know that, like, when I'm at this group, I know that all of these women not only care about me, but my kids and their spiritual health, not just their physical, emotional, all the other things, but they also care about them spiritually. And that's just so important to me. We also have women's ministry specific events. And that's interesting because, you know, while I am a young mom, there are so many other moms. There's so many other just women in general of faith that I love to learn from and to hear their walks of life, that it's just really important for me to participate in some of those different events. And then just like certain play dates or dinners out with my MOPS group. We have a specific table group that's kind of like a small group at this point that we just really love to spend time with. And like we switch table groups each year, and our table has just been so amazing this year that we're just like, wait a minute. We're not necessarily going to be in a small group together next year because we change every year. Can we still hang out? Like, we've just grown so close. I'm teaching like half of my friends' kids how to swim this summer. Like, we've just really grown as friends spiritually and in all the other ways. And so we're just really excited to continue to grow those relationships. And then finally for us, attending church-wide events. So like stuff where anyone could be there. You know, community members, you know, other people from the church, you know, obviously seeing some of our close friends, but also just seeing other people from our church around that maybe we don't see because we go to different worship services or they're not in the same groups as we are. They have kids different ages. Our church puts on an amazing Oktoberfest, which is...
Oh my gosh, yes. I remember the pretzels and the delicious food and people dressed up in lederhosen. Is that the right name for
it? Yes. Yes, it is a lederhosen. funnily enough, it's actually in late September, but I still love the event. And I just think it's partially because October is just so crazy with fall break that they had to move it to September. But we also have a lot of service projects. I love youth ministry because I used to be a youth pastor. So I tend to help with some of their ministry events if I can and serve in different areas like that. So just being a part of that community and being able to serve the church and serve our community is just all very uplifting to my spiritual health.
Definitely. And I know that getting connected to a faith community was super important for me when we moved here from Georgia. And so it was hard at the first because of the Rona. I couldn't create that big of a community with a church. But now, I mean, our church opened up pretty quickly after that. And then we were able to go to like women's conferences. And that's always really fun, not necessarily because I go and, you know, introduce myself to everybody that's there, because usually there's like thousands of people there. And I'm usually, this may surprise some people, but I'm usually an introvert. And so unless I'm with people that I know, you know, I'm usually like to myself. And so, but the women's conferences are so helpful because they bring in such good speakers that, again, maybe don't tell you something brand new that you've literally never heard before, but they remind you of something that you really needed to hear. And God always chooses the right time to bring that reminder into my life. And a lot of times that happens through women's conferences or events at church. So I've really enjoyed the one that I went to recently at our church. They also have what's called Go Week at our church. And that's just a week full of a bunch of opportunities to serve the community. And they have them listed by age groups and people that can come. And so there's like really simple ones that you can bring your kids to. And last year, PAX was just not quite old enough yet to go. But this year, I definitely want to, you know, choose one of those that we can go to as a family so that PAX can start. I mean, we've already started with random acts of kindness for other people, you know, trying to teach him that. But I really want him to learn to serve the community. But that also is a huge way that I've been connected to my faith throughout my entire life, is just through service. So I want, you know, that keeps to keep that up, because that's what keeps my faith grown. But also I want that to be in our family as well. And then book club has been, I've mentioned it a few different times, but most of the books that we read are Christian based, and they're focused on either how to help you be a better mom, a better wife, or just human in general.
Being a good human is a good idea.
Yeah. Or they're like educational about something in the Christian faith. Like we read a biography on Paul, and then we also read a biography on Elizabeth Elliot, who was a very well-known Christian missionary. So that has been really helpful because it has kept me accountable to reading these nonfiction Christian books and books that are growing me from, you know, my education or my faith. Then it also, again, has people in my life to pray for me and my family specifically. You know, I don't necessarily have that in my actual family where like not everybody just sits down and is like, hey, like, how can I be praying for you? So it's nice to have that in friends and to have that in a spiritual family. And so I really do enjoy that book club. And we meet on Zoom, which is super nice and easy with kids. You don't have to find babysitters. And it's like later in the evening. Just all of that is great and a really great way for me to stay connected to a faith community, but also be held accountable for growing my own faith too.
Our faith is a huge part of who we are, and it is an important part of our whole wellness. And we really are glad that we had the opportunity to share this part of our lives with you. And so how we have stayed connected to it has looked different over the years, but the ways that we have stayed connected and healthy and our spiritual health has definitely changed after becoming moms and continues to shift as we continue to change in our lives.
Yeah. And our focus, though, for our spiritual health does still remain throughout all of those things. It just looks different. I know that my spiritual, like what I would consider being healthy in my spiritual life, was very different before I had kids. I would spend much more time in my devotions. I would spend much more time reading the Bible. I would go to many more events and many more service projects, but it just looks different now that you have less time. But that doesn't mean that that is any less important of a factor to our whole wellness. And I know, at least for me, when I am lacking in this area, it affects all areas of my life.
I am not as happy. I am not as physically well. I am not as emotionally well when I don't feel spiritually well.
Yeah.
And even if you're not necessarily Christian, I think you can agree that that spiritual health is still a part of your whole wellness.
Yeah. I mean, even if you just Google whole wellness online, it brings up usually like a circle chart that says like the different areas of your life, physical, emotional, and spiritual is always on there. Mm-hmm. So whatever that looks like for you, make sure that that is a part that you're paying attention to when you're looking at your whole wellness, because that part especially, I feel like, can be overlooked. And I feel like it impacts a lot more than we think it does.
Yeah. And maybe that looks different for you, but I think anyone can benefit from journaling. Anyone can benefit from being a part of a faith community. Anyone can benefit from serving their community, serving others, like all of those different things, I think can be very spiritual, even if your spirituality is a bit different from ours.
Most definitely. All right. Well, thus ends our 3-part series on whole wellness.
Yeah, we hope you enjoyed it. And please feel free to leave any comments or let us know what you think of any of these different areas of wellness. And we'd love to hear from you.
Yep. Go ahead, wherever you're listening, hit the subscribe button. Give us a rating or review and share us with your friends. Again, once we hit 1,000 downloads, we will be doing a fun giveaway, and I can't wait to show you guys what it is.
All right. We will talk to you later.
Bye.